Here is the translation of the text into English. Goldman raises average Brent oil forecast to over $100 a barrel for March. Gold prices rise but are set for a second weekly loss as Iran war fuels inflation fears. Exclusive, with exit from Iran war elusive, Trump aides compete to influence outcome. Oil heads for weekly gains despite U.S. sanctions waver on Russian oil. Trump says he believes Iran's new supreme leader is alive but damaged. U.S. issues 30-day sanctions waiver allowing purchase of Russian oil at sea. Oil prices cut early losses as concerns over Iran supply overshadow Russia measures. U.S. permits countries to buy Russian oil already at sea as Iran war disrupts supply. U.S. conducting rescue efforts after losing aircraft in Iraq, according to U.S. military. Jefferies upgrades Sabre insurance to hold, following earnings beat. Morgan Stanley says top four information services stocks are resilient to AI disruption. Taiwan stocks rise at close. Taiwan weighted up 4.1%. Apple lowers China App Store commission fees after government pressure. Australian stocks fall at close. S&P ASX 200 down 0.14%. Bloomberg tells staff in Dubai and Gulf they may temporarily leave the region. Exclusive. Glencore raises hopes of reviving Rio Tinto deal amid coal price recovery. Honda shares drop nearly 7% as automaker warns of first annual loss in 70 years. China's ByteDance gains access to NVIDIA. Blackwell Chips, WSJ. Vietnam posts largest ever trade surplus with U.S. in January data. U.S. shipping waivers and inventory releases unlikely to ease pump pain, analysts say. Low layoffs stabilize U.S. labor market. Iran war threatens stability. Natural gas storage reports smaller drawdown than expected. U.S. trade deficit narrows in January as exports hit record highs. U.S. single-family housing starts decrease in January. Building permits plunge, suggesting possible economic slowdown. U.S. initial jobless claims slightly lower than expected. U.S. launches probe into unfair trade practices in 60 countries over forced labor. Morning bid. Crude price shock. BOFA delays Bank of England rate cut call to June as energy prices revive inflation risks. China home prices expected to fall faster before stabilizing in 2027, according to Reuters poll. New Zealand Central Bank's cash proposal faces lender opposition. Asian stocks slide as Iran war keeps oil near $100, dampens rate cut expectations. Wall Street ends sharply lower as Iran war escalates and crude prices soar. Iran war clouds HSBC and Standard Chartered's Middle East ambitions. Brazil's top court bars Trump advisor from visiting Bolsonaro in prison. Bitcoin price today rises to $71 as U.S. regulatory optimism offsets Iran war worries. Bitcoin ticks up as crypto continues shrugging off Middle East conflict. BTCC TradFi hits record single-day volume of $60 million gold and $33 million in oil amid geopolitical tensions. Bybit launches all-new rewards hub, reimagining trading rewards experience. Crypto trading bot Banana Guns surpasses $8 billion in annualized volume. PrimeXBT launches PX Trader 2.0, merging crypto and traditional markets into one platform. This chart may spell trouble for crypto and Bitcoin bulls. Bybit EU leads Paris Blockchain Week 2026 as title sponsor. CEO Ben Zhou to take stage. BYDFi perpetual futures data now live on TradingView. Bitcoin trades range-bound at 70 Cali as traders weigh Iran conflict and CPI data. Tetragon launches 50 million tender offer for non-voting shares. PAR Technology prices $250 million convertible notes offering. Greenfire Resources cuts 2026 output guidance due to well downtime. Airtasker HY26 slides. International revenue surges 115% despite losses. Richard Allen from Georgia's 12th District trades Intuit and acquires new stakes. Indivier prices $450 million convertible notes offering. Cathie Wood's ARK trades, CRSP and PayP top buys, TER and ION sold. WM Technology, Q4 2025 slides, revenue down, margins compress.